KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have 22 degrees in Atlantic and very clear to partly cloudy sky. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with the high around 48 and winds out of the southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, we're expecting it to be partly cloudy with a low of 27. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping our local news, a pedestrian child is dead following an incident in Red Oak. According to the Iowa State Patrol, Trooper and Public Resource Officer Ryan DeVault, at around 7 p.m. Monday, several Red Oak police officers were responding in an emergency mode to an apartment fire within the city of Red Oak. The patrol cars were northbound on North Broadway Street near the intersection of Joy Street when one of the three patrol vehicles struck a pedestrian minor child that was in the roadway. The child suffered fatal injuries as a result of the crash. In an email to parents, Red Oak School District Superintendent Ron Lorenz said the district was able to confirm the victim was a student at the Inman Elementary School. The crash remains under investigation by the State Patrol, and more details will be released after all notifications have been made. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday released more details about a pursuit that took place during the early morning hours of January 3rd. As KJAN first reported, the pursuit began at around 12:20 a.m. when a Cass County deputy attempted to stop a full-size pickup for a traffic violation near the intersection of Bayard Street and Dunbar Road in Laura, which is near Highway 71 and Interstate 80. The pickup and driver, later identified as 22-year-old Caden Schoenfeld of Lewis, failed to yield or pull over for the deputy and continued to operate in an attempt to elude law enforcement. The vehicle drove on several county gravel roads and ended up traveling south on Olive Street, eventually entering Atlantic at speeds of near 90 miles per hour. The pickup was identified as a Ford Extended cab with no license plates. The vehicle continued south through Atlantic on Olive Street at speeds of upwards of 80 miles per hour. The pursuit continued traveling south and then west of Atlantic on several county roads. At around 12:42 a.m. on the 3rd, the vehicle was located at a residence on Yankton Road, unoccupied. Deputies at the time were not able to find the operator of the vehicle, but through a subsequent investigation at the scene and within the following day, deputies determined that Schoenfeld was the driver of the vehicle. Schoenfeld was charged with driving while license denied, suspended, canceled, or revoked, reckless driving, eluding, speeding over 25 miles per hour above the limit, false report to a public entity, and numerous traffic citations. A warrant was requested for the criminal charges, and this past Saturday, January 8th, Schoenfeld was arrested without incident. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Atlantic Police Department, Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, the Iowa State Patrol, and the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said yesterday there were two recent arrests and additional charges for a man already in custody. 38-year-old Richard Lee Ray of Des Moines was arrested by Greenfield police at around 9:36 p.m. on Friday. Ray was charged with driving while barred after the van he was driving was pulled over for speeding. He was also cited and released at the scene. At around 3:08 a.m. Saturday, Stewart police arrested 18-year-old Brady Allen Caldwell of Stewart for driving while barred, possession of drug paraphernalia, that being multiple smoking devices, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense. Caldwell was released later in the day Saturday on a $3,300 cash or surety bond. And as we mentioned last week, 57-year-old Charles Raymond Bradshaw remains in the Adair County Jail following a pursuit and officer-involved shooting that took place December 30th. DPS officials said Bradshaw was charged last week with attempted murder of a peace officer, assault on a peace officer, and intimidation with a dangerous weapon, in addition to his previous charges. The sheriff said in his report, an investigation determined Bradshaw fired a handgun toward Deputy Armstrong from inside of his vehicle, causing damage to the windshield of Bradshaw's Honda Civic. Additional information released on Monday indicated near the end of the pursuit, Deputy Armstrong saw Bradshaw holding a gun with one hand on top of the steering wheel. As law enforcement approached the Honda, Deputy Armstrong realized the other officers were in danger. He fired four rounds from his service weapon at Bradshaw, striking him in both arms and causing him to drop the weapon. Bradshaw received medical attention and was eventually released to law enforcement. A search of the vehicle resulted in the recovery of a Kel-Tec 9mm handgun on the front passenger side, loaded with five additional rounds in the magazine. There was also a Sig Sauer 9mm Luger spent shell casing in the vehicle. Bradshaw's cash-only bond was set at $100,000. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce say they will host their annual dinner on Saturday, January 29th at the venue in downtown Atlantic. Bailey Smith, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, says it's a great opportunity for us to reflect on what we've accomplished, look forward to what we will accomplish, and most of all, highlight all of our members and volunteers that have invested their time and money back into our organization and our community. The Chamber will be recognizing businesses, organizations, and individual leaders in the community. The 36th Annual Distinguished Service Award will also be given out at the dinner. The Distinguished Service Award recognizes an individual, business, or organization who has made a community or made the community a better place to live. They had rendered special services for the benefit of the community and have demonstrated an active leadership role for the betterment of the community through their involvement in business, civic, and social service organizations. Last year, the Distinguished Service Award was presented to Cass County Public Health for their unwavering leadership throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Nominations for the Distinguished Service Award are due by January 18th. You can nominate someone by submitting a nomination letter to the Chamber at 102 Chestnut Street or emailing chamber@atlanticiowa.com. That annual dinner will begin at 6 p.m. and with a social, followed by a dinner at 6:30. You can register for the dinner at www.atlanticiowa.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.